The following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazorah if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier daf. Today's daf is Masechet Zvachim. We're holding on Daf Chet. We're at the one line up from the bottom on Zayin Amud Beit. Chatat Minala. So we've gone through the limud that there's a mitzvah. B'shinu Kedesh, B'shinu Balim. We've learned out that the din that it's kosher by everything and it's just not Eila L'Shem Cheva because it's no longer a neder, it's even Dova. But there was the exception of Pesach, which we learned about yesterday. How do we know that there's an exception by Pesach? And today we want to know, how do we know that there's an exception by Chatat, and that by a Chatat, any Shinui in any of the four Avodot, whether it's talking about Shinui Kodesh or talking about Shinui Balim, that would be completely puzzled. So ask the Gemara today, Chatat Minola. Now again, the Gemara is beginning with the assumption that we're not starting off with a heck. Why that's true isn't clear, because I mean, Bishleim, when we were talking yesterday about Pesach, it makes sense that we should start off without the Hekesh, because we didn't know that the Pesach was included in the Hekesh, because it's only from the second Pesach, beyond Tavah, from the Lashon of Korban Ahem. Why we should start off without the Hekesh by the Chatas is more of a technique, just so that we could see all of the various Sukkim that appear by Chatas. And then in the end, it's going to turn out that we really do need the Hekesh for Chatas as half a starting point, so that the extra Sukkim are La'akim. So it goes like this. Chatat minala, duchti, v'shachat ota l'chatat, as we saw before, the mitzvah, the typical mitzvah, samach yado al rosh chatat, v'shachat ota l'chatat, that is all talking about a regular chatat chelev in the parasha, the final parasha of the chatat which comes after, the par helam davish, the par of the Kohen Mashiach of Helam, the par helam davish al tibur, the sayer nasi, then come the two chataot, and it's repetitive, with issues we talk about later, one in terms of the chatas at Kisba, and one in terms of the chatas at Yirat, which is up to you as you bring it. And there it says that a regular person brings a chatat as nicham. And then it says, v'shachat ota l'chatat. Of course l'chatat, that's what we've been talking about. Must mean, therefore, that the shchita has to be l'shem chatat. Okay, it's all very nice when it comes to the shchita. But as we saw earlier in the beginning of the parak, from shchita we can't learn out anything else. Because shchita, remember, has a special chumrah in that it passes the korban pesach shelo l'shem ochlin. So that's, how do we know, what about Kabbalah? Which is the next thing that we would do with the dam. Ah, but it says, actually, right after that, it says, v'lakacha kohen midam hachatat be'etva'o. Now since that lakicha is the only thing that's said here, and there was no Kabbalah at all, that's what this means. The Kohen's lekicha of the dam milachatila, meaning the act of Kabbalah, needs to also be midam hachatat. Obviously, it's midam hachatat. Where we get anything else, must be that it has to be l'shem chatat. So that means you take Kabbalah l'shem chatat. Okay, now we know shkita and Kabbalah. How about zrika minolan? Here, the Torah says that there should be a korban that comes from for his chatas. So obviously, it means, this we darshened a number of times, so now all of this is referring to the name of the korban. It's not referring to the person. So this is Shinui Kodesh. We now know one pasuk for each. Of course, Holacha we already saw before, that Holacha and Kabbalah are the same thing because the Torah uses the word, the same word. So now we know the mitzvah of Shinui Kodesh, that it's a problem, and in all of the Avodot. But how about Shinui Balim, which we haven't even mentioned yet? Who's to say that there's a absolute chiyuv that I have to have in mind the name of the Balim, and if not, then it's no longer the karma that it's meant to be. I mean, we don't know yet that it's Balim is possible, that's for sure. But Shinui Balim, we know that even that it's a mitzvah. Amar Kro, what we just said, V'chiper Alav HaKohen Bechatato. So V'chiper Alav HaKohen already. That's talking about something that's on him, specifically on him, the law chavero. So that's a shinui in the name of the Balim, not in the name of the Korban. Okay, so now all of these are one-time sukkim. One-time sukkim in Kodshim means that it's a mitzvah. So now we know that there's a mitzvah to do all of these things. But how do we know, as said in the Mishnah, that when it comes to chatas, it's more than a mitzvah. You don't do it right, but it's actually ma'akev, and the korban is pasul completely. Forget about whether it's eila labalim l'shem chova la'akev minolan. K'diyom revunim b'reder of Yeshua chatat chatato. We're going to see later on that there's a diuk that is made that the extra vav chatato stresses that it has to be specifically an extra double for his chatat, for the specific chatat. So hachinani chatat chatato. So just as we said a moment ago, the chiper alav kohen mechatato, that extra vav says, and I mean this very much. So it's as if it wrote it twice, la'ake. Okay, so... So let's see what we're going to do now. So, sorry, I just realized you might be saying something else. No. Let's take a look at what we've learned so far, and then we'll talk about it. Says the Gemara, okay, so what do we know so far? We know that there's a mitzvah, meaning lechatila, I have to be careful not to change it, b'shinui keder. I know that b'shinui ba'alim, as Rabbi Yaakov would just mendaye, the alav and chatato doubles it, and what's it referring to over there? V'chiper alav. What is that? Act of kapara is what? The zrika. So only the zrika sadam that v'chaper. So now I know that when it comes to the din of zrika, and only the din of zrika, and when it comes to shinui ba'alim, and only shinui ba'alim, because I had two psukim by shinui ba'alim, alav specifically, mechatato specifically. Okay, so now you've mentioned it twice. So now I know that it's la'akev. I have one out of eight instances that I now know it's la'akev. All I know is by shinui ba'alim and zrika within shinui ba'alim. That's the only thing that I know that's la'akev. I also know lemitzvah on all of the avodes b'shinui keder, because I had a separate pasuk for each one of them, except halacha, which is included in kabbal. Right? I don't even know one of them is la'ak. And when it comes to shinui ba'alim, I don't even know that there's a mitzvah on anything but the zrika. Because so far, the only pasuk you brought me was this single pasuk, alav and chatato. So, okay, so we've got some of the necessary data here, but a heck of a lot is missing. So what we've told us so far is mitzvah, we have b'shinui kodesh in all of the avodas. Zrika b'shinui ba'alim, and that is double, so it's bein l'mitzvah bein la'akev. I do not know now the la'akev on any of the avodas when it comes to shinui kodesh. So there are b'chol avodos b'shinui kodesh. I don't know even l'mitzvah, forget about la'akev, in anything but zrika when it comes to shinui ba'alim. So b'shar avodot b'shinui ba'alim. Bein l'mitzvah, bein la'akev, minol. In other words, basically, I am looking for 16 tzukim, because I need to know 8 tzukim, 4 of the avodas by shinui kodesh, 4 of the avodas by shinui ba'alim, le'mitzvah, and then I need another 8 tzukim, la'akev, 4 by shinui kodesh, 4 by shinui ba'alim. So what I have so far is only the 4 psukim lemitzvah by shinui kodesh and 1 plus 1 pasuk by zrika. So all I've got really, all I know is 6 out of 16 things that I need to know. So we got a long way to go. So how do I know all of the rest? Omer Rav Yona, well, remember that we shouldn't limit ourselves only to chatat chelev, which is what we've been doing. We've been looking at that little piece. Yes, we did bring a raya from Sayyid Nasi, which was the... Okay, but that's all in that first opening parsha of Vayikra. But there's other things that we could learn from. How about going to the parsha of Nazir? Now, that's a whole different ballgame. That's in Bamidbar and Nasi. But it's a chatas. I mean, we should be able to learn the din of one chatas to another chatas. I just said we had over here the chatas as Anasi, and we had the chatas of the Yachid. There's also later on the chatas Nazir, the chatas Metera. There's a chatas that's brought for Avedis Kechavim, specifically for Yachid of Zira. We got a lot more to go. Why don't we take a look at the chatas Nazir? So by the chatas Nazir, it also says, V'kriv ha-kohen lifnei Hashem, v'asa et chatato, ve'et olato. Now, why does that say v'asat chatato? V'asat korbanotav. Must be to tell me, she'ako asiotav l'shem chatat. So that tells me you need to do it l'shem chatat. Okay. So that's everything, you say. Asa. Asi is always everything. As we had yesterday by the compressor, same idea. Everything that you do is during this month, meaning the Avodah Zakarbonis, is the Shem Pesach. That's all very nice. And what do we know now? That tells me the Shem Chata, that Shinui Kodesh. So now I have a double lotion on all of the Avodahs of Shinui Kodesh. I still don't know Shinui Baal. I only know the din of Shinui Baal in Manzrika. Omer Rav Huna comes along now, Rav Huna, brother of Yeshua, and suggests Chatat Chatato. And this was the Chatato we were referring to earlier, was by Chatat Nazir. And we said the same way he darshins that by Chatat Nazir, we should also understand that earlier in Chatas Chelet. Okay, says Ravina, I don't like it. So then that, if it's talking about Chatato, then it's being marba all of the din of Chatato. Not only by Nazir, since we have over year one Lemitvah, that was Chatat, the idea of Chatat. So now the extra limud of Chatato. Now, I must tell you that Rashi Shita throughout is that once we've reached the state that we know it's Lemitvah, also by Shinui Baalim, and the Gemara doesn't ask over here, well, how do we know it's Chatat? It's just saying, how do we know the other Avodis by Shinui Baalim? So what did we just do? All that we did now was we said we've got an extra kol asiyot. An extra kol asiyot, b'shinui kodesh, is we knew already la mitzvah, so this has got to be la'akel, right? Correct? Okay. When we add the vav, then all we know, if we're saying the vav means his, so that means asiyah his is all of the other avedas besides zrika for his, namely b'shinui baalim. How do we know La'akev for Shinui Baalim? Because remember, we were missing not only the La'akev when it came to Shinui Baalim, we were missing even the La'mitzvah B'Shar Avodot. So what we've established over here is Shiyukol Asiyotav L'Shem Chatat and Shiyukol Asiyotav L'Shem Chatato. How do we know even La'akev? Well, by Zrika, we darshaned the Alav and the Tatato. Fine. How about everything else? How about the Shchita L'Shem, a different Baalim? How about the Kabbalah L'Shem, a different Baalim? So Rashi says, at this stage, obviously, we are ready to invoke the Hekesh that we said yesterday as far as the end, namely, just like by Shlomim, once you're given the Iker point, which is, I now know that all of the Avodahs are a mitzvah, and I now know that some of them are La'akev, so I now say, just like Shlomim, there's no difference between one Avodah and another Avodah, so too by X, in this case by Chatas, there's no difference between one Avodah and another Avodah. So you're not going to make an Afimina, Ben Zrika L'Shar Avodot, here La'akev, just like by Shlomim, you didn't make a difference between Zrika and Shar Avodot for a mitzvah. So let's just review. I'm getting some blank faces over here. Now, we started off without the Hekesh at all, for any purpose. There are two levels to that Hekesh. Level A is the Hekesh tells me all of the mitzvah. No, come on, man. I mean, this is the Hekesh. This is the Hekesh we've discussed already six times. So this is the Hekesh that compares all Korbanot one to another. This is the Chatas to the Shlomim to the Biluim and so on and so forth. Then the next passage, which is beyond Sefatot, but Israel, I mentioned this Hekesh at the beginning. Maybe you weren't here. And that adds even Pesach, Bechor, and Ma'is. Now, all the Karbonos are compared to one another. Initially, before we started this sugya of the Chatas, we understood that that Hekesh comes actually to tell me the Chiyav of doing it, Lamitva. But in order to separate the Tzukim over here, we have now, and we still haven't reached the end, we've now gone through to find out what could be discovered without coming onto the Hekesh. So first of all, what did we discover without coming onto the Hekesh? We had a separate pasuk for every one of the Avodas Lamitva when it came to Shinui Kodesh. We had two Tzukim when it came to Shinui Baalim, which is Lamitva La'akev, when it comes to Shinui Baalim, and that's the Zrika. Then we had a pasuk for Shinui Kodesh for all Asiyah that we learned out from Chatas Nazir, which now doubles the number of Tzukim that we originally had for a normal Chatas, because we'll learn out a normal Chatas from a Nazir, but only Shinui Kodesh. And then we had the extra Vav, which is his Chatas by the Nazir, which comes to tell me Le Mitzvah with the other Avedas for Shinui Baalim. How do we know now La'akev, which the Gemara doesn't even bother asking? So Rashi understands we know La'akev because we were always ready to apply at least the conceptual idea of the Hekesh. If even if you don't want to tell me that, I'll learn out the Chiyuvim from the Hekesh. But the fact that that there is a heket, which means that there should be no difference between the overall pattern of the various karbanot. So just like by Ashlamim, yes, it's true, Ashlamim is not la'akev. But just like by Ashlamim, all Avedas have the same din, whether you're talking about Shinei Kodesh and Shinei Baalim, once you've established the din by Achatas, all Avedas should have that same din. So if I've already established that Achatas, when it comes to Shinei HaKodesh, is Ma'akev across the board, all four Avedas. I've already established that Achatas, when it comes to the mitzvah of Shinei Baalim, is definitely a mitzvah. All four Avedas, for the extra vav here by Chatas Nozi. Now I also know that Zerika is Ma'akev by Shinui Baalim. Comes along a Hekesh and says, okay, so be consistent. If you've established that much, then there's no difference between Zerika and the other Avedas. You've established there's no difference between Shinui Baalim and Shinui Kedah. So now there's no difference in any of the Avedas of Shinui Baalim and Shinui Kedah. It's a Hekesh to make it consistent. So if in one of the Avedas it's not Ma'akev, it's Ma'akev, then in all of the Avedas Ma'akev. It's not the makor of the chiyuv yet. In the end, we're going to need the hekesh for more than we know. Right now, we believe that we ought to be able to learn out chatas chelev from chatas nazir, and then learn out chatas nazir from chatas chelev. Is essentially we're going to end up doing. We're assuming that the chataot are the same. Ravina doesn't like it. Maski Flor Ravina, you yourself know that that's not true. Because how is it that you managed to ignore in the Parsha's Nazir, where it says in the very same passage, the Asa et Chatato ve'et Olato. Now come on, you said a minute ago that an Ola is not Ma'ar. So in the same passage you're dashing, the word Chatato is Mitzvah and Ikuva, but not Olato. Now how do you explain that? So that means that obviously either we can't learn out from Chatas Nazir or there's some other application, but don't try to just stonewall your way through it. You're looking for a pasuk about a Chatas. You take it from a pasuk where it's telling you in that pasuk that you're being dishonest. This is not a question. This is a hatkafa. Matkifla means, this is a real attack. And so Matkifla Ravina, really now. So what are you going to do about that? Yeah, why doesn't Ravina go all the way? I mean, if he's attacking, he could certainly even attack better. I mean, because over there, by the Nazir, it also says the same word by Mincha. And by Nesek, it says Minchato, it says Nisko. He should have just said, I mean, it's so clear that something else is going on over there because those things are clowning on Ma'ak. So Ravina Minchato, Mincha Minchato, Nesek Nisko, Maida Rashta. No, that doesn't matter. Ravina knew what we would answer with that. Ahu, that we learn for teaching me. Minchata Miniskem Balaila. There, that adds an additional time in which you have to bring along the Karban Nesachim that goes together with the main Karban. So normally, everything has to be brought during the day, but the Mincha and the Nesachim don't have to be brought during the day, and it doesn't have to be brought that day. It will be brought late. But that's not true about the Ola. What does the Ola have to say? That's why he's asking Ola. So Ola Olato, my Darash. That's my first question. My second question, says Ravina, is, you're making an assumption that we can learn out these two chatot from each other. We're going to give the din of chatas nazir, the main din of chatas nazir. We're going to give from a regular chatas chelev. We're going to give a din. Chatas chelev, we're now going to go and learn out from chatas nazir that it's ma'akev. You can't learn out one from another. I got bad news. The two. Migamir and Me'adadeh. Let's say you're trying to learn out now chatas chelev from chatas nazir to tell me that there's a mitzvah by all the avedes. You can't learn out from there. Shekin yeshi madam. We know that there's always a chance that the Torah is being more machmir on something that requires additional karbanas. When you're bringing a karban nazir, not only do you need to bring a chatas, you need to bring an eila, and you need to bring the el nazir as a shlamim. Now, whenever you've got a set of karbanas, it's very possible that the Torah is being more machmir about the rule of it. So maybe enochinami when it comes to a nazir, yes. There indeed, kolasiyotav has to be l'shem him. But I mean, how do you know that that's true by a typical chatas chelev, which is far more generic, does not require all of these other karbanot? And the other way around, you also can't learn. You have to start from the beginning when it comes to chatas nazir. Because chatas nazir and chatas chelev lo gomra, obviously a chatas that's coming on an iser of doing an avera that is a chi of karet, the Torah may be very makbid on, as opposed to a carbon that's coming to allow you to complete your nazir. I mean, come on. Well, of course we're makel on that. So how do you know to apply a chumrah that appears by chatas chaylev to nazir? Therefore, each of these two sugyas, as Rav Yehuna, would have needed their own limudim from the beginning. That is a problem. Okay, let's try it again. Elam arava, let's turn it out from chatas mitzera. Achatas Mitzera, it also says, V'yasa ha-kohen et ha-chatat. Obviously, et ha-chatat is what we're talking about. Shiyu kolasi otav l'shem chatat. Which tells us shinui kodesh. How do you know shinui balim now? We still don't have even l'mitzvah. We only know now l'yikuvah by shinui kodesh. Omar kro, v'chiper al ha-mitaher. Why does it say v'chiper al ha-mitaher mitumato? Obviously, it must be to tell me, al mitaher ze. You have to be coming for this person who is coming to Har, the lo alamatar chaviro. It's the same problem. What are you doing over here? Fine, you got away with the olato business. But I mean, it's the same question. You can't learn out of chatas chela from a chatas mitzera lo yalfa, because a mitzera also has to bring all these other karbonas. So, shiken yeshima damim achirim. And you can't learn out of chatat mitzera from a chatas chela, because a chatas chela is brought on an isser karet, and a mitzera is just to be matir, the person not to be matirim from his tzeras. Well, maybe the idea over here is that we could learn out one from the other two. Because now that we already have three, we have Chatas Chela, we have Chatas Nazir, Chatas Mitzera, let's learn out from one, from a combination of two. Okay? So you're right. Michor Elohatir, we wouldn't be able to learn out from any one of the above, any other of the above. But if I have two of the above, then I can learn out the third. And therefore, from that third, we now will learn out the Din of Ikuva, since the Torah repeats it unnecessarily. Okay, go ahead, show me. Which one should we try? So, Bahai Lo Lichtov, which one should we leave out? Let's try leaving out Chatas Chela and learn Chatas Chela from Mitzera and Nazir. No, that's ridiculous. We know immediately that the two of them share the fact that other Dam is brought with them. So that's a no start. If we leave off the Chatas Nazir, we still have a problem. Because if you think about it, both the Mitzora and the Chatas Nazir over here, you're going to say, the Torah is mechayev you to bring on Saras and on Chelev, and therefore, why not on Nazir? It should be Lishma. What do you mean, why not? Nazir should be Lishma. On the Nazir, I could simply go to a Chacham, say I made a mistake when I made myself a Nazir, and pater myself from the whole thing. And what do I do about the fact that I'm a Mitzera? Pretend I'm not? And about the fact that I did a chet that was a chiyuv charet, pretend I didn't? I mean, there's no way to... So obviously, maybe the Torah is being more machmer on things that can't be undone just by a statement. So there's no sheila. So that doesn't make sense. Let's try another one. Lo lift levachona mitzora. And now let's learn out mitzora from chatas chela and chatas nozim. Nope. Because they also have something in common that the chatas mitzora is different. Namely, mal ana shekein ein ba'in bedalut. So a chatas mitzora, if you can't afford a chatas mitzora, you can bring instead a cheapo chat, a birds. Can't do that for nazir. You can't do that for chatas chela. So, sorry, we've got three separate parshas that are not derivable one from the other. So now you've proven nothing. So we're left with our original problem. How do we know the mitzvah, even for any Aveda besides Zrika, when it comes to Shinui Balim? Forget about Lot. Okay, says the Gemara, then I guess we gotta bite the bullet and get back to our favorite hetch. Elam Akra, Zot HaTorah, La'ola, La'mincha, V'la'chatat, V'la'ashava, Le'miluim, U'le'zevach HaShlamim, Mikisho HaKatuv V'Shlamim, Ma'ashlamim, Ben Shinui Kodesh, Ben Shinui Balim, Binan L'Shman. The mitzvah, just like we know that when it comes to shlamim, all the avodas require shema at least for mitzvah. So chatat ben shinui kodesh ben shinui balim, we need lishman le mitzvah. So that's where we start from. Mitzvah is a given. So yilkach mitzvah mishlamim. All of the other psukim are la'akev. Right. That tells us everything, right? Let's get this straight. Ashkar chatas chelev. Okay, now I know chatas chelev. We darshan from v'shachatot ala chatat. And now we also therefore know la'akev. How about the other chatot? We know, we didn't discuss chatat avodat kochavim, which b'chlal isn't even in vayikra, this is a shlach. We're over there, you bring a sirah yachid. How about karbon ol v'yoreh, which would apply to shmiat ha'kol, which is shvat ha'idut, where you deny knowing testimony. Bitu Yisratayim, which is a shvua that you promised something would happen or promised something did happen. And Tumat Mikdash V'Kedoshah. Now, over there it doesn't say any of these things. How would I know that there's the Didim of Lishma over there? Minola. Not in a way where it would be why is that difference in Chatas Halev? I mean, that's the same. That's because it's Kari. And now that we know all three, remember, we can learn anything out of all three. Because what are you going to say? In other words, the only problem we had was learning one from two. So each one of the two could be combined with a common denominator. So either it wasn't Baba Dallas or it was Bishayla and so on and so forth. But if you put all three together and then you say, okay, the same thing should be true about this Chatas, so you'll say, well, what is Shuras Bito? The Zohi of Kares. So, same thing is true about Saras. Yes, but I mean, over there, the Domi Macherin, not Chatas Halev, and so on and so forth. So we'd be able to learn out any of the carbon oil of a Yared from a combination of all three Chataot. So once we established our baseline, which was the Hek, and once we had the doubling in three cases, Chatas Halev, Chatas Nazir, Chatas Metzera, we now are able to be Marva anything at all, because there's nothing that wouldn't share the lowest common denominator of all three of those. So there you go. So at last, we've proven the din of Chatas, and everything is fine. So we now know the din of Chatas, Bein L'mitzvah, Bein L'akev, both B'shinu Kedesh, and B'shinu Balim, and we know it for Chatas Chelev, and we know it for the Chatas of the Nozer, and the Chatas of the Metzera, and the Chatas of Avodas Kechavim, and the Korban HaLeviyor that applies to Shviyas Sakol, and of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kedosha, which was B'tui. And now we are very, very happy. Yes, somehow the joy is not spreading. Okay, so now let's go on again here. I'm losing my energy based on the energy sinks in this room. There could easily be coffee if the coffee maker would come on time. Okay, let us move on now to discuss the issue of the Korban Pesach, which we mentioned and then sort of just passed over it, Bismano. And the difference between Pesach Bismano, Pesach Shalom Bismano. So Bismano, it is possible. But Shalom Bismano, then if you bring in Shalom Lishma Dafka Tkosh. So now, let's look into that a little bit more. Tana Rabbanan. The Korban Pesach, we just had the special circuit to teach me La'akev, if it is a Korban Pesach, meaning it's the Zman of Shkitata Pesach, then it's only kosher l'shmo. You make any shinoi, shinoi kedesh, shinoi bailim, in any of the avodes, then it becomes possible, not just in oila, it's carbon possible. How about Bishar Yemot HaShana? Now the rest of the year, there, if you would bring it l'shmo, it would be possible. Because since the Torah repeats on numerous occasions the time of the Shkitas of Pesach, if you shakta chalob bismano, all kinds of questions, why do I need to win? It's just amitz and b'chutz bismano. Okay, but in any event, we certainly know that the Torah is makbid on this man. There's how many times told us that time of Bein Harbin. So if you shechted as a Korban Pesach dafka, it would be possible. But if you shechted as something else, so then it might be kosher. And indeed, we're going to learn from the Pasuk that not only is it kosher, it becomes a Korban Shlomi. And that's all the dinim of the Korban Shlomi. So shalom l'shmo kosher. Now, how do we know that? Minonimim. Omar avu l'shmo, Omar kro, ve'im minatzon korbano l'zevach l'zevach shlamim l'Hashem. What does that mean? Im min hatzon korbano. Davar min abba min hatzon. A shlamim really can be brought from anything. And so the Torah goes through separate descriptions of the korban shlamim depending on what you bring it for. So this extra im min hatzon l'zevach shlamim and then goes into im keves and im. So what do I need the introduction for to tell me that there's some things that only come from tzon? Im min hatzon korbano. That means there's a korban that comes from tzon. There is a korban that comes only from tzon. It's called a Korban Pesach. So then, but then why does it say the Zevach HaShlamim? Ah! Comes to tell me that that korban shall be a zevach shlamim under certain circumstances. Now those circumstances cannot be that it was a korban pesach and I shechted it l'shem shlamim at the time that it was meant to be a pesach, because I already learned now that that's ma'akev and apostles it completely. It's certainly not going to become a kosher zevach shlamim. Must be if it's not at the time of the korban pesach that it becomes now a kosher korban completely. So in other words, the lashon of korban tzon Not because it's extra, but because of the way in which I phrase it. A korban of tzon can only be referring to a korban pesach. And it's got to be that it's shelo bizmano. Now, what it is that makes it a korban shlamim, that is not so pashut. We'll see. There's a machlokas, really. Does it need akira? Do you have to say beferish? This is not a korban pesach. If it's shechet stam, what would be the din? How about if I would shecht it as a different korban, because I had a mind of the ayla, instead of a shlami, would it be kosher? Would it become an oila instead of a shlami? All of these questions now still need to be addressed. But we definitely see that the Torah is telling us that a carbon pesach shelo bizmano can, under certain circumstances, be a carbon shlami. So now we need to look at the detail. So our first question is, maybe this is only if you had in kavana to bring it as a shlami. There's ema shlami in midiach rinalo. So don't make a general rule. A carbon pesach shelo lishmo, any other time of the year is a shlamim. No. A korban pesach l'shem shlamim any time of the year besides erev pesach is a kosher shlamim. That's what you should have said, because that's all it says over here. So ema shlamim mi midiach rinalo. Omer Rabbi Lo, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. Now, that's not true. It says imin atzon korbano lezeva shlamim. So that would mean any zeva. So if I had a mind in oila, then it's also kosher. Oh, okay, good, fine. But then it becomes not only the same way that shlomim means it became a shlomim, lezevach means it becomes that zevach. So if I shecht it, let's say l'shem ola, maybe the chiddush of the Torah is a korban pesach, not at the time of pesach, when shechted for a different korban, takes on the dinim of that korban. So if I shecht it for a shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. If I shecht it for an oila, it becomes an oila, and so on.
What were we assuming beforehand when it's shlomim?
No, we said in the Lamais, the rule is that if it checked the shlomim, it's a shlom. Now we're questioning that. Maybe if it's shechted for a shlomim, it's a shlomim. So then you tell me, no, but it says zevach. Fine. So then if it's shechted for a zevach, it's a zevach. If it's shechted for a shlomim, it's a shlomim. It's whatever it is that you shechted it for. So ema called the shechted elavikamoto. No, it's had it said in the pasuk lishlamim v'zevach. So then you'd be right. You know, it's giving you options. Shecht the korbeza could be a shlomim, it could be a zevach. That would be fine. But that's not what it says. It says iminatzon korbano lezevach shlamim. So the lezevach, you want to add the lezevach, fine. But that means whatever zevach it's for, it turns out to be a shlamim. That's what it means. So lekol deshachet le any zevach leshlamim tavi, it should be a shlamim. How do you know to look at it that way? Maybe learn it as a klal and prat. So ema lezevach klal shlamim prat. So anything is a shlamim. Ein bechlal alamashiv prat shlamim in midiach min alo. Maybe only if you shecht it l'shem shlomim is it kosher. But if you shecht it for anything else but a shlomim, not only does it not become a shlomim, it remains a pesach kosher posel. Shelo bizmano. It's got two psulim. You were mishana l'shem, and you put it in the wrong time. So it's even worse. Who's to say now it becomes better? How do you know? Answers the Gemara. L'Hashem hadar v'kalal. Now, we know that the last word, Lashem, we learned this before, that we can make it a klal, prat, or klal. So the word Lashem at the end, Zevach Shlamim Lashem, now broadens it to turn it into a klal, prat, or klal. Maskev l'Rav Yaakov and Har Pekod. Of course, we know this also from before. How is this a klal, prat, or klal if the two klalim are not similar? Over here, the klala batra is not similar to the klala kama. And therefore, maybe it's not a klal prado klal. Because the klala kama says that it has to be a zeva. That's only a zeva, but nothing other than a zeva. The klala batra says Lashem. Lashem means anything for Hashem. Maybe I am shechting this korban to be a mincha. A what? A mincha, I don't know. Or maybe it should be a bird. So we'll make it a chatata oaf for something. I don't know. But anything Lashem? You're saying as long as it's not a Pesach, it becomes a shlomi. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying you cannot compare these two klolim. And since you can't compare them, it's not a valid klal prado klal, right?
No, we've already been through this, and that is that the Braita of Rabbi Yishmael that defines Klal Prato Klal says Beferish, that Tanit of Rabbi Yishmael Bekoli Prate Darsh Kahai Gavna. We've brought examples there of Klal Prato Klal where it's uneven. So let's get past that, okay? We've got a plot Klal Prato Klal. Now here's how we're going to learn the Klal Prato Klal. Klal Prato Klal, Iyata Dan Ela Keina Prat. I just want to know, like, where are the TV cameras and the crew that are filming and the whole Seinfeld thing? Like, yeah, this is reality TV without the TV. What's going on? We really have to phone a producer. I mean, this is definitely the reality TV of the. Wow. Yeah. And it's a whole new angle, really, for Daf Yomi, you know. I mean, imagine how many more people would learn Daf Yomi if they realized it was a reality TV series.
You guys had a little bit of hope somewhere, the one Daf Yomer. But I don't know if it's worth a server that it's but they need the Daf Yomer. Is there any Daf
Yomer? All right. Welcome back, Richie. I mean, what's Seinfeld? Richie, when is the candlestick maker coming? Forget about reality TV. We got three men in a tub. Ay, ay, ay. All right, so let's try this Klal Prato Klal. So here's how it would go. Klal Prato Klal, yata dan elakein aprat. So, the prat is mefurash, that it's shelo lishmo, and it's kosher. So Klal Prato Klal says anything which is shelo lishmo is kosher. I just say, but wait a minute. The prat is a shlomim. A shlomim is dovra abab and neder ben adova. So only things that you could bring with a neder and adova. Let's say carbon oila, you bring with a neder and adova. Okay, so let's say carbon oila, carbon shlomim, but that's it. Suppose you would shech a pesach l'shem osham, l'shem chat, and it would be possible. So al chat is v'osham, lo. Now here it says, if you shech it for anything, it becomes a shlomim. As long as it's not a pesach. Be oikah the shem pesach. Maybe you don't literally need a shem akira of a pesach. Maybe it's just if you had in mind specifically as a pesach would it be possible. That's machlokesin. But in any event, it ought to be kosher if I shechted it l'shem asha. I can't learn that out of klal protocol. You know what? Forget. I take it all back. It's not a klal and prat. It's not a klal prat and klal. It works in a completely different way. A klal and prat are related where the implications of the simple reading are that it meant to relate as a klal and a prat. In other words, where the Torah gives an example. So let's say, it says, take your money, l'chol asher ta'avet nafshech. Buy in Yerushalayim anything you like. And then it starts listing things. You know, meat, wine, and what are you listing? You just said anything I want, and then you tell me. Meat and wine and oil, whatever. Okay, so now I understand that's a relationship. Anything, and then you tell me what the anything is. That's a klal uprat. When you say the word zevach shlamim, that has no simple meaning of klal uprat at all. You want to darshan it. One is a ribui, one is less of a ribui. That's not called a klal uprat. That's just called a ribui. So we now have this extra word, essentially. A zevach is a ribui. That's the point, not a lashon of klal uprat. There's no I mean it to say, if I have a ribui of zevach, then let's take the next word shlamim and turn that ribui into shlamim. There ain't no such thing. So mamela, we could take it the way we originally took it. You could check it for any zevach at all, and you could check it for shlamim. Wait, so then I don't understand. If I'm learning it that way, then I'm back to my original question. So then maybe if I shecht it for a zevach, it becomes a zevach. If I shecht it for a shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. Because now we're not reading it the way we read it originally, that we could simply answer that, well, if it had said the shlomim zevach, I mean, here we're taking each word and we're darshaning it separately. So if that's the case, if zevach is ribuye, so then maybe it's marbe also, the din of the kashrut. Whatever it is that you're going to shecht it for, that's what it becomes. That's the ribui. So the kol d'shachet le'ilahavei kavateh. Now I don't. Now you've explained it to me so well that now I don't understand why it's a shlomim. Unless you shechted it for shlomim. Omer above him, well, it's only logical, you see. Because, I mean, Pesach is meant to be a type of Kodesh that is ne'echal, correct? And when it says shlomim, I mean, a Pesach really is a glorified shlomim, you think about it. Basically, you're going to share the achila with God. You're bringing the emurim, like a than any shlamim to the mizbeach, and then you're eating the basar, just like any other carbon shlamim. So basically, it is a shlamim. It makes sense that we're dochin kachim and neachalim. It's a kachim and neachalim. Vein dochin kachim and neachalim. It's a kachim shein and neachalim. You're going to say now, well, if you shechted the carbon pesach for an oila, it should become an oila. I mean, isn't it far more logical that what the Torah is saying is that if you shecht for any zefach, treat it like a shlamim. Don't treat it like it's possible. That's all. What is that supposed to mean? And if it would be for chattas for ashram, nobody eats a chattas for ashram. It's also eaten in a different way. Otu chattat v'asham yilo mitachle. Yeah, let me make it clearer, all right? Dolchim kotshem anechalim l'chol adam. Now, you understand what I'm saying? It's essential. So I'm saying it's essentially a shlamim. So shlamim is eaten by anybody. You don't have to eat kohen. So now the Karban Pesach, v'ashecht it for anything, becomes a shlamim. So it's l'cholim l'chol adam. It's a kotshem anechalim l'chol adam. Why would I turn kotshem anechalim l'chol adam, which is a certain set of kotshem, and so now we have meiser, we have shlamim, we have Pesach, we have Bechor. So those are all the same. Those should be a din of shlamim. It's a kachin al cholim l'chol adam. We're not going to turn it into an oila. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Ovin says, why do we have to look at it like that? It's very, very simple. You don't have to concentrate on the achila. There are two basic sets of zvachim, kachim kachim and kachim kalim. Does it make sense to take a absolutely kachim kalim korban, which is Pesach, one of the most kal of all the kachim? Doesn't require the tenuf of chasav shok. It doesn't require nisachim. It has none of the chumras of shlamim and all of the kulas of shlamim, other than the zman achila. But that's a special thing that it's only eaten during that period for the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So obviously we're going to be dochin kachim kalim. It's a kachim kalim. The thing that you want to turn that Pesach into is a shlamim. You're not going to be dochin kachim kalim to make it kachim kachim just because your shalom shmo had in mind kachim kachim. Okay, we're going to have some arbitrary point here because we haven't really finished. But so far, we've done all kinds of exciting things today, right? So we discovered the dinim of chatas, all the chatos, whether you're talking about chatas chelev, you're talking about chatas betzera, chatas nazir, even a korban oil of a yared, and certainly a chatas ravidus kechavim, that the din is that it's ma'akev shelo lishma, whether it's shinukedish in a balim, and we just learned out that a korban pesach, shelo bizmano, despite the fact that yesterday we learned out bizmano, it would be possible for anything but. Now we learn out that it's kosher as long as it's anything but. If it's shelo bizmano, what's it kosher as? Well, so far we know the fact it's kosher as a shlamim. We're in the middle of proving that that's the case, and we'll continue that tomorrow. Chatas min olam dichtiv shechatat al chatat shtei shchita l'shem chatat ashkechan shchita kabbalah min olam dichtiv v'lakach hakohen midam chatat shtei kabbalah l'shem chatat. Ashkan shkita v'kabola, zrika min olam, v'yom ha'krav, v'chiper alav ha'kohen mechatato, shetei kapara l'shem chatat, ashkan shinukede, shinibad min olam, v'yom ha'krav alav, v'alav v'lo ha'chavero, ashkan l'mitzvah l'akev min olam, t'yon revunah v'rin l'yoshua chatat chatato later for pratas nazir, hochinami chatat chatato, ashkan mitzvah b'shinukedesh, and zrika b'shinibad l'bein l'mitzvah b'in l'akev. How do we know la'akev for shinui kodesh b'chol avodot? And how do we know even la mitzvah by shara avodot of shinui ba'alim? Bein la mitzvah, bein la'akev minola. Om Rav Yonah v'item, atechat, mechatas noz. Dechti v'ikriv ha'kohen lifnei Hashem v'yasad chatato v'tolato. Shekol ha'ziotav l'shem chatat. Ash l'shinui kodesh shinui ba'alim minola. Om Rav Yonah v'yoshua chatat chatato. Matkev lo Ravina. Why don't you do the same thing for Olat, Olato, Maidarash, Tabe? Hey, wait a minute. Even Ravina is not being consistent. How come he didn't ask from Minchat, Minchato, Nesach, Nisko, Maidarash? Well, not that. I know. Minchatam, Niskem, Balayla. Minchatam, Niskem, Afil, Machar. But what about Olat, Olato, Maidarash? Not to mention the two. Migamri, Meadode. You can't learn out of Chatas Chelev or Bechatas Nazir. L'gomrish ken yeshim adamim acherim by a Nazir. You can't learn out of Chatat Nazir or Bechatat Chelev L'gomra because it's not coming for something that's a chiyuv karet. Elam arava atya mechatat mitzora. Dechtiv yasak v'nata chatat shukol asiyotav l'shev chatat. So now, ashkar shinei kodesh, shinei ba'alim in olam akrav v'chiper al amitaher. Only amitaher zeh v'lo amitaher chavero. Same problem. Chatat chela, chatat mitzora lo yalfa, as we said, Shekin Yishim Adamim Acherim, Chatat Mitzorah Michatat Chelev Lo Gomra, as we said, Shekin Karesh. That's true. Michodolo Adya. But now that we have two, certainly we'll be able to learn out Chodom Itarate. Really? Bahai Lo Lichtov. Lo Lichtov Chodom Chatat Chelev. Teitzik from the Nozir and the Mitzorah. No way. Malashke Shemen Domim Acher. Okay. Lo Lichtov Rachmana Bechatat Nazir. Now let's learn out Nazir from the combination of the Chatas Chelev and the Chatas Mitzera. No, Maladoshke Elem She'ela. Where's the Nazir can be sure? Lo Lichtov Rachmana Bechatat Mitzera Vetete Me'anak. No, because Chatas Mitzera has a Kula, that it's Boim B'dalut. They're not Boim B'dalut, the other two. So now we're stuck. All right, let's go back to the Hekesh. Olam Akra, Zot HaTorah, La'olav, La'mincha, V'la'chatat, V'la'asham, V'la'miluim, L'zevach HaShlamim, Ikisho HaKatuv L'Shilamim, Ma HaShlamim, Ben Shino Kodesh, Ben Shino Balam, Bina L'Shma, L'Mitzvah, Avchatat Ben Shino Kodesh, Ben Shino Balam, Bina L'Shma, L'Mitzvah. And that means that the first layer, which is the mitzvah, we can learn from a shlami. And now all the other psikim that we brought now become la'akev. Okay, chatat chelet, fine. There it says all these words, the chatat. How do you know chatat of adat kochavim? How do you know chatat of shmiat hakol b'tuy sepataim and tumat migdash u'kedoshah? Well, over there we don't have this word. So how do we know minola? Well, chatat of adat kochavim, that's not a problem. That I can learn from Chatas Chelev. I mean, that's coming on a Chiyuv Karet. And as far as the others that are not, I can learn them out from a Ma'atzad. Tanu Rabban, Pesach bizmano l'shmo kasher shelo l'shmo pasul, b'shar yamot ha'shana l'shmo pasul, shelo l'shmo kasher, mino ha'nemile, omar avua d'shmuel, omar akro ve'im min ha'tzon korbano l'zevach shlamim l'ashem, dover haba min ha'tzon yel l'zevach shlamim. So, ah, you see, fine. Then get a karmic. But that means kol de shachet, like should become a shlamim. Ema the zevach klal shlamim prat klal prat klal mashmar prat shlamim mean midiachrin alone. Well, it's a klal prat or klal because then it says lashem. Hold up a kalal. Matki for Yaakov and Arba Kod. That's not a normal kalal, proper kalal. Hello, domi kalal batra la kalal kama. The kalal kama is marbe only zvachim. Because the zevach, but too low. The kalal batra is marbe anything at all brought la Hashem. Kol la Hashem would be including the filofot, the filmedachot. So what? But like, leave me alone. The tonne of every bishwa b'cholay prati dorish kai gavna. Okay, we already learned that. Now, klal prat or klal yata danel kera prat, ma prat mefurash u shalol shmo, and it's kosher. Of course you shalol shmo, and it's kosher. Ah, you'll tell me ma prat mefurash davar haba b'neder u'nedavah. Av kol haba b'neder u'nedavah. So that would mean only oyla or shlomi. How about a chadis v'arashem? No. Okay, you know what? Forget about it. There's no klal, there's no prat, there's only a ribui. Zevach is a ribui. Okay, fine, so now it's a ribui. So now it's marbet to zevach, whatever is true about shlamim. Now, if I shecht it for shlamim, it becomes a shlamim. So now the ribui tells me if I shecht it for naila, it becomes a naila. Same as kol teshachet elavi kavatei, why not? Amar avami, because dochin kachim and echolim, it's a kachim and echolim. Ain't dochin kachim and echolim, it's a kachim, she'inan echolim. What are you talking about, Nechalim and Echatas V'Hashem? You're telling me they're not eaten. Okay, Dokin Kachim and Echalim L'Chol Adam. It's a Kachim Nechalim L'Chol Adam. Ein Dokin Kachim and Echalim L'Chol Adam. It's a Kachim Shein Nechalim L'Chol Adam. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Ovin, Omer, it's deeper than that, because look, the Oila is also an issue, no? I mean, if it's an Oila, you want to turn it into a Shlomi. The Oila isn't eaten at all. Point over here is Dokin Kachim Kalim, it's a Kachim Kalim. Main Dokin Kachim Kalim, it's a Kachim Kachim. So obviously it's not going to become an Eilat, it's not going to become a Chatas or an Asha.
The following is the Daf from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, so we're holding on that Zion of the base at the bottom, one line up from the bottom, at the two dots. Now the Sabadrash has come in, Vayi'or, and we can actually begin. So this is the Gemara Chatas Minol. And yesterday we went through the Limudim. Well, how do we know that a Korban Pesach is not only Nareil L'Shem Balim, but it's also considered to be a Ma'akev? So that if you don't bring it Lishma, it ends up being possible. Today we want to know how we know that by a chatas, because the two special cases in the Mishnah were chutz min achatas min apesach. Chatas and pesach are both possible even b'diavad. If you didn't have in kavana for the right korban, or you didn't have in kavana for the right owner, whether it's in terms of the zvicha, which is the shvita, or the kabbalah sadam, the ilocha sadam, the zrika sadam. How do we know? Chatas minona. The sibi shachat ota lechatat shetei shkita l'shem chatat. So this is only the lechatsila, right? It says, shech the korban for a chatas, which makes it clear that the zvicha at least has to be l'shem chatas. Ashkechan shchita kabbalah minona. Fine. So this proves now that the maisa zvicha says v'shachat ota lechatat. How do we know that the kabbalah also has to be like the shchita l'shem chatas? This tells us, since it says velakacha, obviously that's what we're talking about. So if it stresses again midama chatzat, it's telling me that the act of the lakichas hadam has to be done l'shem chatzat. Now, once we know that that's the case of the kabbalah, we also know it's the case of the halacha. Remember, because the Torah used the word v'hikrivo to tell me that halacha is always bichlal kabbalah. So if I need to do the kabbalah lishma, I need to do the halacha lishma. So ashkechan shchita the kabbalah. How about the zrika? Zrika min alan. Yomakra v'chiper alav akolin mechatato. Since it says v'chiper, we know that the kapora is bedam by definition. That means that the hei kapara l'shem chatat. That means that the zrika sadam also has to be, in order that it should be brought as a chatas. Now this is all that it should be as a chatas, namely that it should be no shinoi kodesh. But where does it say that it also has to be l'shem that individual's chatas? And it has to be not b'shinoi ba'alim. Has to be gemara ashka shinoi kodesh. Shinoi ba'alim minola, or markra. Therefore, we need a post to tell me also the gabi, the din of shinoi ba'alim, that it has to be brought for his own, because it says also, or markra, a love means velo al chavero, the chiper a love hakohen mechatato, in the same pasuk, the mechatato tells me that it has to be l'shem chatas. Allah tells me it has to be specifically his and not someone else's. So it means it has to have in kavana that should be for this person. Now that the president is here and has supplied me with water and through an ashliach, I was your shliach, so we can make a bracha. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'dvaro. So now what have we proven so far? We've proven l'mitzvah by all of the avodas when it comes to shinui hakodesh, and we've proven by the kapora that it has to be the actual zrika has to be l'shem the baalim, also l'mitzvah. So ashkechon l'mitzvah l'akev minolan. Where do we see that the Torah repeats it? Tell me ikuva. If you amar v'na b'reider of Yeshua. Chatzat chatzato. We'll see later on that Revuna Bered Rev Yeshua darshins the extra vav. We could say lechatzat. When he says chatzato, it means that it's bedavka. Chatzat chatzato. So therefore, when the Torah stresses chatzato, v'chiper alav ha-kohen mechatzato, so now that means the extra vav tells me that it's bedavka for this person, chatzato. It has to be his. So what does that tell me? That shinui ba'alim is ma'akev. It has to be for the person specifically, at least in the act of Zrika. So what do we have so far? We now know Ashkecha mitzvah b'shinui kodesh. We now know l'chatchila, in other words, l'mitzvah, that it's the correct way to do it when it comes to shinui kodesh, l'shem chataz. And we know that the din of Zrika, at least, because that's what it's referring to, b'chiper alav kohen. So the din of the kapor of the kohen, which is the Zrika, that should has to be b'shinui bailim, and that I know even la'akev, because the Torah repeats it, a love, and then it's chatato. So we have two psukim. Two psukim means it's ma'akev afilu b'diavad. Now, the problem is that the Mishnah said that it's possible completely in all of the avodas, and it's not machalik between shinui kodesh and shinui bailim. So how do we know that? How about the rest of it, says the Gemara? So how do you know la'akev, b'chol avodot b'shinui kodesh? How do I mean, we don't even have a single pasuk la'akev b'shinui kodesh. And b'shar avodot, how about in the zvicha? And how about in the kabbalah? And how about in the hilacha? When it comes to shinui bailim, I only know the zvicha. So bein la mitzvah, by the shinui bailim, I don't know anything about anything but zvicha, right? I only know the Zrika, both La'akev and L'mitzvah, but when it comes to the other Avodas, I don't have a single pasuk. So by Zrika, B'shinui Bailim, Bein L'mitzvah, Bein La'akev, I need to know now. Where do I know them from? B'shar Avodas, B'shinui Bailim, Bein L'mitzvah, Bein La'akev, Amar Rav Yonah, As Yamei Chatas Nozir. It's true that the psukim that we just brought, which are talking about a regular chatas, is the chatas of every individual, that is mentioned at the beginning of Vayikra. Over there, I only have that information. All of the Avedas L'mitzvah Vashinu Kedesh, and Zerika Bein L'mitzvah Bein La'akev Vashinu Bailim. However, if I look in the Torah elsewhere, where there are other Parshas Chatos, where do we find other Parshas Chatos? Well, we have a Chatas Nazir, and we have a Chatas Mitzera. Those are in completely different places. We have the chatas of Avodas Kechavim. There's yet a fourth kind of chatas. And then we have the Karbonos Olah V'Yireh, which are also types of chatos. So we have a very large pool of chatos that we can draw from, assuming, of course, this is a big assumption, which we're going to question in a moment, but assuming that pool of chatos, that we have a right to learn one from the other. So then if we've already established Shinui Kodesh L'mitzvah and Shinui Bailim La'akev at least Bezrika by Chatas, let's look at the other Chatos. Says Rav Yonah, if we take a look at Chatas Nazir, by Chatas Nazir it says V'ikriv HaKohen Lifnei Hashem V'yatsar Chatato V'yatolato. So you see the Asiyah has to be L'shem Chatas. Okay, that means all of the Asiyas have to be L'shem Chatas, Kol Asiyot of L'shem Chatas. Okay, fine, that's Shinui Kodesh. So now we know Shinui Kodesh is also Ma'akev. How about Shinui Bailim? Shinui Bailim Inolon. Where do we know that Shinui Bailim with the other Avodas is also? Shinui Bailim Inolon, we skip to Omer Avuna. Omer Avuna B'Rei Rav Yehoshua. Shinui Bailim I also know because, and this is the original Ravuna we referred to before, Chatat Chatato. This is where he said it, the Chatas Nazir. We applied it about 10 lines ago to regular Chatas. The same idea. So when it says, V'chiper alav ha-kohen me chatas so we darshan both drushes before. Alav, v'lo ha-chaviro. Me chatato dafke his own chatas, not someone else's chatas. And here we take along now the din by Chatas Nozir, where it also says Chataso. And here it says it Bechlal V'yatsa. V'yatsa means whatever you do. So now we know all of the Avedas of Shinui Bailim as well. Maski V'lo Ravina. Hold on a minute. Elamiata Olat Olato Maidarashtabe. I mean, it says over here both things. It says V'yasat chatato v'yadolato. At last I heard, there was no ikuva by the oilah. why, what exactly does he intend to do with the extra vav if Ravuna is running around darshaning these extra vavs? What's his drush of the extra vav by the Eilav that's brought by a Nazir? Hey, wait a minute. And according to Ravina, that's his only problem in life. Why did he only ask from Olato? I mean, by Nazir it says also an extra vav. By Minchato, by Nisko, that he doesn't mention. Why doesn't he point out that it's, you're going to start darshaning extra vavs, you got to explain the whole parsha differently. So my darash debate, what is he going to say about the Olato and Minchato? I mean, the Minchato and Nisko? So Minchat, Minchato, Nesech, Nisko, that extra vav in both of those cases. It could have said Minchat, says Minchato. Could have said Nesech, says Nisko. My darash, what did he think to himself when he said, gee, he's going to have a problem with the Eilav. He's not going to have a problem with anything else. No, that's not a problem, you see, because Ravina was aware that there's alternatives to the usage of those drushes. Because he figures, you know, we know that we have a drusha, the chlal, by the parsha of the Nesachim. So there it says, Minchatam v'niskehem. So we darshan, Minchatam v'niskehem, to tell me that you shouldn't think that when you bring a korban that requires, this mincha is not referring to a korban mincha. This is referring to the mincha that is brought together with the nesachim. As you know, like we say in the Musafim, we talk about the korban, and then we talk about what you bring, shlosh esronim lapar, shli esronim l'ayo. So those are the menachas that are brought as part of the extras that you bring along with the korban. Now you might think, when you bring your carbon, you gotta bring the mincha and the nesach of that carbon together, mamish, with the carbon. Suppose you brought the carbon beyom. Can you bring the mincha and the nesach during the night? Could you bring, let's say, the next day of Yom Tov, the mincha and the nesach for a previous day's carbon? So from the minchatam v'niskehem, we darshan minchatam v'niskehem, is even balayla. Minchatam v'niskehem is afilu l'mocher, even the next day. So as long as you're bringing it for the carbon that you brought, it doesn't have to be brought mamish together. So Ravina figures, okay, in the same way, with all of the repetitions of minchatam v'niskehem that we have in Parshas Pinchas, Nistam, it's the same thing he's going to darshan now by the Nazir minchato v'nisko. It's the time that the Nazir could also bring his carbon mincha together with his chatas va'ila, he'll bring the mincha also, but even if he brings it the next night or the next day, it's also good. So Ravina doesn't have a way to force now Ravuna to analyze that pasuk. But what's he going to do with all that too?
But there's
no, it doesn't matter. There's a mincha. Even Nazir also has a mincha, but it's the same idea.
Is there a dynamic like the next year?
And that we shall see when we reach these issues, but now we concentrate. He's always good to concentrate, no? Yeah. So, what is he going to do with Olato? Olato, Olato, my darash. That is what bothers me. Besides, I have a bigger question. What you seem to be doing is you're going to be kailo now the entire pool of chataot as one. Whether it's a chatas yachid, regular chatas, you're talking about a chatas nazir, a chatas betzera, a chatas avidus kishvavi, a carbon, wait a minute over here. Who's to say that you can apply a limud that you have by one chatas to another chatas? You're trying to fill in the gaps with a chatas nazir, right? You can't learn out from there. How can you learn out from a chatas nazir? Asks the Gemara. Are you going to tell me if it's sumi gemir mi hadani? What? You're going to learn out chatas chelev from chatas nazir, which is what you're trying to do over here. Chatas chelev is the way that we refer to a normal chatas. That is a chatas kavua that is brought on the chiyuv of any chiyuv kares, right? Except for those special ones where the Torah gave another chatas for, like Averis Kechavim or Tumas Midrash V'Kedesha. Right, so that's the word that we use for the normal chatas, chatas chelev. So when you learn out chatas chelev from chatas nazir, how can you do that? I mean, a chatas nazir, the fact that the Torah says that it has to be done l'shma, and that we're going to be more machmer on it, and that's because maybe the fact is that there it cannot be brought on its own. It's brought together with other karbanas. So that means it's a miyuchad karban. And you want to also apply the dinim that you learned by chatas chelav to chatas nozer, because you're adding them up. You're saying, if I know that the mitzvah is by chatas chelav, and I find another pasuk by chatas nozer, so I'll use that extra pasuk to tell me the din liyikuva. How can you tell me the din liyikuva? That means you're saying that when it comes to chatas nozer, I already know the ikur din of shin and balam of chatas chelav. How do I know that? Chatas nozer and chatas chelav, I also can't learn out. Because I can say, maybe the Torah is makpir on chatas chelav, that it has to be done as the bialim, because shekein karet, it's coming to be makpir on an isur karet. Mashen kein, the chatas nazir, it's coming basically to be makshir him. What does that have to do with it? A bela, of course, but maybe it has much lower standards. It doesn't have to be for the shame of this particular nazir. The whole thing doesn't make any sense. Okay, says Rebbe, fine, you're right. Let's not accept Ravuna's approach. Let's learn out Chatas Mitzelev from Chatas Mitzelev. Chatas Mitzelev, it also says, V'yasa ha-korein et ha-chatat. So you see that all the asiyot of the Chatas Mitzelev have to be l'shem chatat. Shiukol asiyotav l'shem chatat. So now we have an extra pasuk to tell me that Shinui Kadesh is ma'akev by a Korban Chatas, and it's not kosher at all. How about Shinui Ba'ali Minole? Or Makro V'chiper Al Hamitaher. Hamitaher Zev, Alo Hamitaher Chavero. Okay, so it tells me that the entire process of Kapora has to be done for this individual. Yeah, but wait a second. You're making the same assumption that if I'm given a halacha and chatas chelas, and I'm given a halacha and chatas mitzera, that I can apply one to the other. That's not true. I can't learn out one from the other. Now that kati, I still have the problem I had before. Mialti, mialdadi, what? You're telling me I can learn chatas chelas and chatas mitzera and vice versa. Chatas chelas and chatas mitzera is the same problem as the nozer. I don't just bring a chatas for mitzera. I also have to bring the ashram of the mitzvah. There's other dummim that are involved over here. So that doesn't help. And I cannot learn out the chatas mitzvah from chatas chelavina for the same question. The shekein karet. I'm going to learn out now what? I'm going to learn out from an isur karet. How can I learn from an isur karet the chatas mitzvah, which is only coming now to allow this person to come into the Beit HaMikdash and so on? Okay, fine, you're right. Chodem yichod alas. I can't learn out any one from any other. That you've shown me. But why couldn't I have all three? And I have three here. So if I have all three, I can now possibly put two together and learn out a third from two. And then that third one becomes an extra pasuk. Since it's an extra pasuk, it's now liikuva. How would that work? Okay, tell me which one. Bahailo lichta. Which one could I have learned out from the other two? You'll tell me, lo lichta rachmana b'chatas chelav. Gentlemen, it's a great way to put everything. This is why the Gemara always does this. I mean, all of this, you understand, is for no purpose. How do I know it's for no purpose? Because we already know the answer. The answer is that the lechatchila I learn out from the hekesh. Right? We've already been through the Hekesh 10 times. And we're talking about comparing the Chatas and the Asham and the Eila and the Shalom. And I know the answer. Why does the Gemara do this to us? Yeah. That it wants to give you a tremendous opportunity to learn all of the halachos, to see how each carbon fits into each other by creating all of these ma'atzads and these categories. And therefore, you get everything clear through this. So don't close your eyes. And don't nod off. This is extremely important. And don't put on these faces of deep concentration, which we know what they mean. And also remember what the Gemara says about a hand on the forehead. No. This first step to sleep. What do you think the thinker was really doing? But he abandons his life on that statue. Well, at least he avoids the forehead. So, let's see. Which could we not say and derive from the other? So, you say, maybe all of the psukim bechatas chelav are extra Because I really could derive Chatas Chela from a Chatas Mitzera and a Chatas Nozer. Obviously, I can't. Because they have a common denominator. What's their common denominator? Malahan, Ashken Yeshi Mehem Dami Macherim, both the Chatas Nozer and the Chatas Mitzera come together with other Korbanos. Therefore, the Torah may have very special criteria for a group of Korbanos. Mashenken Echatas Chelev exists on its own in a vacuum. They bring it, so maybe it doesn't have such strong dinim.
Why is the difference
between the Torah and the Torah? What are the differences?
Is he comparing with a guy who
likes Chelev
from
the
Mejik?
That's included in the Kashrim
Shikin Koris. No, I'm saying,
You're saying we shouldn't be able to compare one chatas to another chatas if one is coming lahakshir and one is coming with hapter and so on. That's an issue which we'll see later on whether that's a valid question in of its own. But this is even a more powerful thing. Let's say even if they're both coming out eight mamish. But this is a nisakoris. It's certainly chomer. No? By chatas chela this koris, by nozer mitzvah there's no koris. So therefore, no matter what you would say, it's not a valid comparison. And what do you mean? Do you want to learn it the other way around? Let the Torah say, let's leave out a chatas nozer. We'll learn out a chatas nozer, because that makes more sense already, because then we have a ma'at sad. So learn out from chatas chelev and chatas mitzera. Ah, that sounds pretty good. Teisei mihana. No. You can't even do that. Why? Because Malanav Shekenimim Sheila, when it comes to the Achatas Nazir, we have a very special kula. Achatas Nazir can be canceled. How do you cancel the Achatas Nazir? You go to a Talmud Chacham and you get a heifer, Nadorim, for your Naziris. Now you're not Chayav Achatas. So of course the Torah may have much less strict criteria for such an easy chatas to get out of. So how can you derive a chatas nozir from a chatas, even a ma'atzad, of a chatas chaylev and a chatas mitzera?
For the time he was a nozir.
No, it'll all be canceled. All it was, right, goes all the way back to when he made the neder. Eikret l'manfreya. Lo lich l'rachmano, per chatas mitzera v'teit mihar. This seems more... You certainly can't have a she'ilah near Tzaraas. So maybe that's a good idea. Let's make a ma'atzad between an achatas chelev and an achatas nozir, out of which I'd be able to learn all of the dinim of the achatas mitzera. No. Can't. Because the achatas mitzera also has a unique kula. You can choose, if you don't have money, you can bring it to dollars. You don't have to necessarily bring the carbon chatas that you're bringing over here from an animal to say, I don't have enough money. I can bring a carbon oath instead. So now that's not true of a nazir. That's not true of a chatas chelev. That means that I have a pretty bad problem over here. My pool is not much of a pool because no combination can be learned from any other. Elam Akra, therefore we come back to our old standby. Zos HaTorah, Lo'olav, LaMincha, we go through the Chatas and the Yosham and the Zevach HaShlomim, Hikisham HaKatuv LeShlomim, Ma Shlomim, Ben Shinui Kiddush, Ben Shinui Balim, Be'inan LeShmala Mitzvah. We already saw at the opening of the Masechta that a Karban Shlomim requires Lishma. It's only La Mitzvah, but it's required. Av chatzat, ben shinu kerish, ben shinu balim, bina lishma, la mitzvah. Fine. So yokach mitzvah, mishlamim. I now know that l'chatchila, I certainly have to bring a chatas lishma. Now every pasuk that we brought before, which we thought was a la mitzvah, turns out to be la'akeh. So now we have, in each separate parsha, chatas nazir, chatas mitzera, and chatas chelev, we have additional psukim to tell me, that is ma'akev. So now I call b'seder. Anachroy b'akev. And in Okinami, we don't learn out one from the other. We have to have a limud by each one.
A pasuk and a limud is considered two
ikufa. Yeah. So, wait a minute, wait, but that still doesn't include all types of chatos. The actual chatas chelev, the chtiva lechatat, we know that's true by chatas chelev, and male by chatas mitzera, by chatas nazir. But how about chatas avedis kechodim? Over there, none of these words appear, and the same thing is true about shmiyas akol, the bitui svatayim, tumas mingish v'kedesha, which are all, I mean, they're chataot, even though they're unusual in that they're karmanayla v'yayred, but the karmanayla v'yayred is a type of chatas. And over there, it doesn't say any of these limudim. It doesn't say Allah, it doesn't say limudachatas say, it doesn't say, how do we know over there? The like, see, bumidon? Well, chatas of avedis kechobim is basically a variant of chatas chel. I mean, both of them are coming on a few of chorus. Both of them bring the same carbon, at least to some extent, except that you have a broader choice when it comes to chatas chelav. Your choice is more limited when it comes to a chatas of avedis kechobim. If you have to bring a seira you have to bring a seira by avedis kechobim instead of a choice of tispa or seira, you're stuck with only the seira. But essentially the same thing. I'm going to start doing these little toots and keep you on your toesy wozies. So now, if we want to make sure everybody's got down all these prote protein, so there I can learn out chatas avedis kechavim asi bechatas chelav. Shkin korev kamesh, it's basically the same thing. Now, if I put together a chatas chelev, together with both a chatas nazir and a chatas mitzera, I need both because I have to be able to prove that either, because after all, the ones that I'm learning to over here include korban ovi yerek. So I'm going to have to certainly bring a case where you can bring bedalos, right? If I'm going to ask the question of domim acherim, I need the chatas chelev to prove that you don't need domim acherim. And then if I ask about the ika b'sha'ila, I need to have the raya that's not ika b'sha'ila. So, okay. But put them all together and I can learn out from ha'atzad, even the korban over the yerit. So now we know shinur kedesh, shinur bailim, whether it's the mitzvah, whether it's la'akeh, depending on which type of korban. We learned everything out of shlomim la'mitzvah. We have the korban pesach where we have the additional limud la'akeh. We have the various korbanos of chatos, where we also have a posuk in each one of them that we can learn out la'akeh, or we can learn it out from a ma'atzad of all three things of chatos chelev, chatos mitzera, and chatos nazir. So we can have both that it's the dollars, and also even though it's yeshna b'she'ela, which is why we require also the chatas nazir and also the chatas mitzera, because we have to be able to prove both of those in order to derive the korban oil of yared, which comes the dollars, correct? Is it? Nothing bothers you about this? No? You walk through untroubled, not even noticing the meteor that's about to strike? What is your insurance company anyway? Gentlemen! You're telling me that a carbon out of the air is exactly the same as I thought it was not here.
No.
Ah! No. I like that.
Because it might be birds?
Well, those it might be birds. Mm. Ah, it could be Dalai Dalut. Mm-hmm. It could be too. All right, well, we'll give you time to think about these issues. Sorry? Dalai Dalut, yeah. In Dalu Ven Yadom HaSeget. Okay, so what's our next thing to discuss? We talked about a Korban Pesach, It's just getting to be fun. What's our next point of interest? Why it is that the Mishnah, we were mechalek in the Braisa between Pesach Dizmanei and Shaloi Dizmanei, right? Now, we already saw before that a Meiser Pesach, which is a Pesach that essentially is not going to be brought as a Korban Pesach, is automatically a Shlomi. If I shech the Korban Pesach before Pesach, or before Pesach Sheni, when it could still be used as a Korban Pesach, then the norm is that it's aimed to be a Korban Pesach, even though it's Shlo Bizmano right now. But if I shech it as a Pesach, it's going to be Pasul, because it's not Bein Arbayim. The only time I can shech the Korban Pesach is Bein Arbayim. The Torah repeats that many times, which means that it will be Pasul if it's not Bein Arbayim. If I want to shech it for something else, I would have to make it into a Shlomi in order for it to be. I'd have to be Eker, it came from it, which is called Nituk, as we saw before. I've been in the But the Braita says, a general rule, forget about the special halacha that Pesach is a form of a Shlomi, and that Dover, Habo, Menatzon, we said, should be also kosher for that which is Menabokor or Menatzon. That's the Gabi Meiser. Suppose I shech the Korban Pesach as an Asher. I shech the Korban Pesach as a Eila. What's the din? So the Mishnah said that the Pesach is Pasul completely. The Braisa distinguishes between Pesach Bizmanai or Pesach Shalei Bizmanai. What exactly is the basis of that? Tana Rabba. Pesach Bizmanai Lishmo Kasher Shalei Lishmo Pasul. Okay, that we saw already how we know. But Bishar Yemot HaShana Lishmo Pasul. If you shech the Korban Pesach when it's aimed to be a Pesach, it's the wrong time. Or even if it's the wrong time and it's after Pesach, and you have Kavana specifically, that should be a Korban Pesach. It's Pasul. Because the Korban Pesach is not kosher today. It's only kosher Bein Arbayim and Erev Pesach. Okay? But if you shech it Shalei Lishmai for any other Korban, then it's kosher. It's kosher as a Shlomim. Yes, that we'll see how we know that. But what made it now kosher was the fact that it's Shalei Lishmai of the Pesach. Yeah? Now, it's possible that even if you shech it Stam, and this already is a machlokas, whether you're required to have Nituk of the Korban, in other words, do you need to be Oiker it. Nituk is used when you give it to a shepherd. It's called Nituk L'Ri'iyah. To use a different word in your mind, or to say this is the shape something that's called Akira. To Machoikas, where the Pesach B'Shar Yemot HaShanah Boy Akira, you need to say specifically that it's for something else, or it's automatically being aimed now, not as a carbon pest. Be that as it may, whatever the case is. You shechted it for another carbon. If you shechted the dafka for another carbon, it's certainly kosher.
Why wouldn't you shechted it that way?
No, of course not. It's the old story with the aliens came down, surrounded it. Anybody who attempted to get near it, they blasted with their laser guns, and the guy disappeared. Now, the last guy of the Kabura said, what's the point of my trying to get that Pesach? If I'm also killed with it, then nobody's going to be able to bring it. So he figured he'll wait till they depart. By the time they departed, it was already after the Zman of Shechita.
It was designated to be a Korban Pesach and it wasn't accepted.
Yeah.
Or you missed the bus. He was on his way to his time and missed the bus.
Well, then it's aimed for Pesach Sheni.
And then you go.
Yeah, it's also possible. I guess you don't need such a complicated case of the aliens.
But
the
alien, so
there's
no
speaker.
Because he wasn't
had
an intention.
Not intention, he was Miyakit as a Korban Pesach. What do you mean intention? This is his Korban Pesach, you know? What's your problem? Are you coming to figure out every possible contingency of how such a thing happens?
So Elohim can say, okay, well, Mom, make a
shaman say, okay. Maybe there's lots of things he could have done but didn't do. But our problem is, what happens if we have a Korban Pesach that was shechted Shalei Bizman? That's our question. Now, there could be many reasons for this. The guy could have been time-shifted, whereas the rest of the world remained in its time. The guy could have been in a daze and thought it was Erev Pesach when it was really 3 days before. A lot of things could have happened.
You want to remove the name of Pesach from it?
But you can, if you shechted Shalei Lishmo, if it's Shalei Bizmano. That's exactly what the Braisa is saying. If you take away the shame of Pesach, then it's kosher. But if you shecht it as a Korban Pesach, it's possible.
It has to be shechted for something. It has to be shattered or something.
No, it could have sprouted wings and simply flown forever around the world and gotten away with shechita, and everybody was trying to grab and they never got shattered either. The case that we're talking about is when it was shattered. You are making life very complicated by all of these cases. We just need the case.
Since this once was, it has to be, that doesn't have to be shattered. I mean,
it could get a mum.
Yeah,
the fact is, it's made as a meiser if it's after Pesach. So then it becomes a shlomim, and you don't even need that kira. Fine. So now we need like to know how we know this from in the Torah. Where does it say such a thing? Omra Avud Shmuel Omakro. The Torah says now again. This is not to be confused with the pasuk we had before about minat bakar minat tzon. Over there, that simply tells me that Pesach after the Zman is considered to be a Shlomim. That's not what we're talking about over here. We're questioning your Kavana, the Shech, the Pesach, L'Shem Ha'ilah. And now it's before Pesach. It wouldn't have been a Shlomim automatically. What's the bit? So here the Torah says, V'im min hatzon korbano le'zevach Shlomim la'Hashem. What does that mean? Im min hatzon korbano, meaning, if you have a carbon that is miyucha to come in atzon, namely a carbon passed out, then if it's changed, yehela zerach shlamim. So if you now make it into some other thing, it's going to be kosher. And it'll be like a carbon shlamim. Well, wait. Maybe that only means if you shefted it for a carbon shlamim. But you said shalom lishmum, hashbet, shefted oilai, shefted hashem, whatever you want, you shefted it for. That it's going to be kosher. But all it's saying over here is that if you took a Pesach and you made it as a Korban Shlomim, then it'll be a Korban Shlomim. That makes a lot of sense. Because we know that a Pesach really is a type of Shlomim. Well, I'm going to check the Korban Pesach as an Eilah, and now it's going to become a Shlomim? This is really crazy. We have a Korban that's A, and I checked it for B, that makes it become C. I mean, you must admit, this is a strange halacha. So maybe all the Torah means is to say that I can check this as a Shlomim. So what do I mean lezevach for? You can say leshlamim. If you're saying lezevach shlamim, it's the pshat lerabot kol zevach. Anything at all, either a zevach or a shlamim, whatever I checked it for, it's also going to be like the shlamim. Wait, so I mean, maybe the way to understand it is then ema lekol deshachet le. Maybe the pshat is. You could check it either as a zevach, so it'll become a zevach. You could check it as a shlomim, it'll become a shlomim. In other words, but it's not going to become necessarily the shlomim. Well, if it would have said, lishlomim the zevach, you'd be right. In other words, it can be either a shlomim, or it could be some other zevach. But now, I actually see lizevach shlomim, so it means, that if you took a im min hatzon korbano lezevach, you shechted the tzon korbano, in other words, you shechted the korban pesach for a zevach, any zevach, other than a pesach, then l'shlamim. Well, that's a funny way of learning it. I mean, maybe we should read it like this, that lezevach means it's a klal. So now, if you shechted for any korban, so then I would say, that thing, Dovra Abominatzon, could be for any other korban, as long as it's Shalol Lishmo. Now, when it says Shlomim, it's coming to tell me, well, of course, I don't mean any Zevach, I mean a Shlomim. That's a normal Klal Prat. First you talk to me about a Zevach, then you define, what Zevach do I mean? I mean the Zevach Shlomim. So then the whole Halakha falls apart, because then it's not true that a Pesach Shalol Bismano is kosher for any Zevach. So I should say, Shlomim is now a prat, klal prat, in the klal al mashav prat. Shlomim mean midiachrin alo. You can only check the carbon pesach as a carbon shlomim, and then it becomes kosher as a shlomim. But if you check it for anything else, it remains pasul, like we learned from the din of a carbon pesach, but it's pasul. Shalom ishmo. Says the Gemara, well, but then it says, lahashem. Imin ha'son korbanu zevach ha'shlomim lahashem. Lashem is a klal, because Lashem means for whatever, anything that's brought Lashem. Anything that's brought Lashem is in any type of zevach again. So now I have a klal prado klal, samar be anything that's like the shlomim. That's a problem. Asked for Rabbi Yaakov and Arpa Kod, we saw this already before we had this kasha. V'haloidoni klal akamala klal abrasa, the two klalim are very, very different. Because, the klal akama is marbe any type of zeva. A zeva does not include a bird. Does not include a mincha. And then the zvokin, but not nothing else. V'sulo, whereas the klal abrasa is marbe la Hashem, which is anything that's brought by Hashem, even if it's a carbon oaf, it's not a zemach, because I do malika to an oaf with my finger. And even a carbon mincha, which is b'chalal, not a carbon domim, is also brought by Hashem. So how can you learn this is a klal prado klal? Well, we saw already that the Tana of Rabbi Shmuel, b'chalal yoprati, darshik ha'agabla. The Tana of Rabbi Shmuel has very broad criterion for dashing a klal prado klal. According to them, so it doesn't match, doesn't have to match precisely. We'll take the elements of it that do match. We'll have a klal prado klal, and a klal marsha b'prat, okay, ma prat b'furash, that is shalol l'shmo, and it's kosher. So any type of carbon that a carbon pesach is brought for the shalol l'shmo, it's kosher. What's the problem? Well, what do you mean? I could say that the prat is a shlomi. It's the only things that are similar to shlomi. So ma prat mufurash davar haba b'neder b'nidava, af kol haba b'neder b'nidava. It has to be something that I can at least, I'm going to shech the carbon festival for carbon asham. I can't bring an asham just because I feel like it. Memela, that's not included because it's not similar to shlomi. So maybe I should say that elav shlomi mean the chatas for asham lo. That's true. Hello, we're going to have to understand it differently. That la zevach should not be seen as a klal prat. You know why? Because we already saw there's a concept of a klal that isn't shalom. And you can't split it up into a klal prat. You split up into a klal prat where a statement stands on its own. You say la zevach, la shlomim. So then the zevach is one thing, the shlomim is another thing. If you're telling me lezevach shlamim, it's one thing. It's not shayach to split it. It's not separately mentionable statements b'chlal. That's not called a klal prado klal. You can say that since the word zevach is extra, certainly extra, I could have said l'shlamim. And we saw many cases that it says l'shlamim, that there was zevach shlamim. That was the Gemara's raya before that. It's not called a zevach shlamim. So if that's the case, if it says zevach, it's a ribui. And if it's a ribui, it's coming to be marba that any type of zevach at all. The only shiloh that you have is if you shecht it for another zevach. So now that we're dashing as a ribui, how do I know that it shouldn't be whatever I shecht it for? If I shecht the korban pesach, I'm going to shecht it as a shlami, fine, it'll be a shlami. But if I shecht it now for an oila, it should be an oila. How do you know? That. Very exciting question, which you'll see tomorrow. The thing is, it doesn't look like you're going to make it now. You're going to go down half of the next omelet. See, it takes it all out of me when I don't derive energy from you. And I feel I have to inject the energy. Now, as it came, we can leave. Gentlemen, we are missing some of our most active participants. They went to the chutzlaret. Yes. Yes, so that means everybody has to take up the slack. That means we have to take up even more slack. What are we going to do over here? It's terrible. Maybe we should try learning the Amida. Web conference. That's amazing.
You have enough worship on Sunday.
Looks like I'm going to be here for a while. Your mom is leaving today?